wildly loose, but touched on Simon's pier, the captain Pete had disappeared. They said his bark had run aground and his crew could not be found. He'd gone a sailing in pursuit of guns and rum and Spanish loot, but anything can happen on the deep,
deep blue sea.
Now Sally Duncan loved that man despite his tendency to cheat.
His love and drink,
rotten temper,
stink and
fee.
And though she'd never been to sea, she swore to rescue Pete. She bought a sloop and named it Bill and bid her simple life farewell. As anything could happen on the deep,
deep blue sea.
The first day out a storm befell upon that poor ship Bell. The second day they lost their way in fog and heavy swell. Undeterred they spent the third bend in line and sail. The fourth they made some progress till they bumped into that whale. The giant creature slapped his spooks and took a look around. And as he dove beneath their hull, he sang a lovely sound. Every hand scanned the sea, concerned at his return. That's when they saw the pirate ships coming up the stern. But in their midst there came a whoosh. The whale exhaled, the rogues were spooked, the leader begged a truce. So Sally commandeered their fleet, replete with gold, to Port Royal. There's danger, but there's booty on the deep,
deep blue sea.
On shore the captain Sally spied two rum soaked wenches by his side, and in a flash she saw the truth. She'd rather be a mariner than married to that brute. So drink up, hearties, rest a spell, for now we're rich with tales to tell. Tomorrow we'll be back upon the deep,
deep blue sea.